This post was originally written in 2020, the evening after I purchased the Saab 9-3 convertible, the red one. Here's a story for you. So I sort of think I believe in cosmic energy and some form of loose spirituality and the universe, and I do sort of feel the power of the sun and the moon, and sometimes things to seem to feel a bit too coincidental. I'm not like, really into all this, I've just got loose theories and a general feeling about it all, you know? The Daimler issue arose this week and it had got me super stressed, in a massive bind and losing sleep. I'd been looking for an appropriate replacement, and let's be honest, I am on Facebook Marketplace all the damn time, and in my hour of need, this Calypso Red Saab 9-3 turns up. I did find it odd that it hadn't been on my radar before, as Saab and E38 and Volvo Estate and convertible are some of my most searched terms. I think I've looked at every listing for every sub £3,000 7 Series, Saab or Swedish wagon or soft top in the country, for the last 6 months. I don't miss many. Anyway, this little red Saab pops up out of nowhere and it's 22 minutes from my house. Odd but perfect. Driving down there in the Bertone Astra with the roof off, I did a video about energy and the moon, because I had an epic sunset behind me and an amazing moon up ahead, crisp and cold and bright. It was a perfect little moment. I had the cash with me, safely stashed inside a zip-up Bible, because that's how I gave the cash to Jordan to go and buy the Volvo in the first place, and it's how I got the cash safely home on the train from Durham yesterday. I believe in books, and this one isn't hollowed out. Arriving at the guy's house to buy the Saab, he's got a BMW Z3 2.8 widebody on the drive, one of my all-time favorite cars. We ignore the Saab and chat BMWs. He tells me about the Saab and how he bought it during lockdown. It was a project and he's rescued it, has done all the interior, replaced the dashboard wood trim, made everything work, done the brakes and serviced it. It's got all the documentation and manuals and books, and I don't need long to establish he's super genuine and it's a really nicely looked after car, or at least, he's done a great job bringing it back to life. By this point I really am wondering how on earth this one dropped in my lap, and why now, at the time I needed a good one so badly? I go to get the cash out and he spots the Bible, saying, "What's with the Bible?" I make light of it by saying, "Oh, it's a leftover, I grew up in a cult, story for another day," but he says, "Oh, I'm only asking because I'm a Christian myself." Without sounding gay, I was feeling a connection, so we got chatting about spiritual guidance. We even discussed my dissertation, Literary Representations of Heaven and Hell in Milton's Paradise Lost, Dante's Inferno in the Bible. Yeah, it was quite a meaty piece of work. I said how I'd been feeling lost for years and he suggested finding some spiritual guidance, and it hadn't occurred to me to reach out that way. Don't worry, I'm not going to go all born again on you, but it was all a bit too coincidental. As Hunter would say, all energy flows according to the whims of the great magnet, and it does. I'm gonna blame the moon for this one, and we are coming into a full moon. I'm crazy enough most of the time, but I reckon with this next moon I might be about to go full werewolf. So I'm feeling all spiritually connected and like I can achieve anything, so I go for a drive hunting down a good photo location. The video you saw was on someone's drive, and I had no issues or disturbances while I was there. The photo shown here was in a field. I saw a car parked in the field and thought, yeah, I'll pop in there and take a photo. I got one photo before the chap who owned the other car told me to fuck off then, because he had paid good money for this and that I was clearly thick as a brick. The bastard properly harshed my chi. And I got the Saab hell muddy, but it was all worth it for the photo. Anyway, that's flow and energy and spirituality, and in a roundabout way, some more information on the Saab and the story behind the photo.